Today, I would like to talk with you about possibilities to save energy.
Okay.
You work in a laboratory. There are some options that will certainly allow you to save energy.
I not only work in a laboratory, but I also work in an office. There are certainly some options to save energy. However, these so-called options are always connected to large expenditures.
First, we should perhaps talk about where you already save energy. What do you already do to save energy?
Well, I always turn on my PC using a coupler strip, so that it's not always running on standby. But in the evenings, if I am rushed before quitting time, I don't always do this.
So, often in the past you have switched the PC completely off, so that it doesn't run on standby. Occasionally, though, you are in too much of a hurry and this is not consistently done.
Yes, I often pay attention to this. I find, however, that all of my colleagues must also do this for it to be effective.
You believe that your colleagues should also think about turning their PC off completely in order to save more energy.
Exactly. That would bring about a large effect.
What would help to bring about having the PC turned off regularly in the future?
An idea would be for me to close up a bit early. Actually, I believe that I don't have time for this, but I do it now anyway. The cost to my department to save energy is equal to my 5 minutes of work time, I guess.
You take a bit of time each evening before the office closes to remember to turn off the PC. What can you do further in order to save energy?
I don't know. What is the most important thing? Sure, I could be sure to pay attention to make sure the windows are closed and that the lights are all off.
So, in the future you would like to turn off the PC, close the windows and turn off the lights.
Well, when I'm already at it, then it makes sense in this case. But whether or not I will always remember to do this is another question.
You don't rightly know whether you will always remember.
This is true. The issue is not yet a priority for me.
What can you do to help you remember?
Mostly, it is enough when I simply scribble a small note and hang it on my door. Then I can see it before I leave my office.
If that works for you, then it's definitely the best solution.
Yes, I'm going to implement this right away.
Great. You also mentioned that you work in a laboratory. What are you already doing there to save energy?
Actually, nothing. I don't find it so important. I am not the woman in charge there.
So, on the one hand, you save energy in the office, but on the other hand, the efficient use of energy in the laboratory is not important to you.
Well, I wish to save energy when I can. If it didn't matter to me, I would not do this in my office. There you are right. But I don't want to interfere with the workflow of my colleagues.
You find it important to save energy in the laboratory as well. Your concern is that you would be disturbing your colleagues with it.
Yes, in principle, this is a task of the laboratory manager. As soon as the laboratory manager calls attention to it, then the others must also adhere to it. But this is true. Why do I put a note on my door and concern myself with my PC when in the laboratory each night energy flows through? This shouldn't be this way.
You think that the laboratory manager must actually say something, and then your efforts to save energy would not be in vain.
Yes, exactly. In principle, I only have to speak with Dr. Müller about it. We have a team meeting anyway on Tuesday. There I can mention this. It is only a matter of turning off the lights when nobody's in the room, or closing windows when the air conditioning is on. Some things, however, I simply cannot change. For example, in every room we have an extra freezer in order to store test tubes. In some instances, there are only 2 or 3 test tubes inside, and a somewhat larger freezer would do to store all the glassware. But naturally, nobody wants to go into and out of a single room 30 times a day to retrieve test tubes.
So you already believe that some things are possible and realizable to save energy in the laboratory, and others would hinder the work.
Yes, it would not go over well if everyone had to make a huge effort because they all had to walk to another room. That also takes up time.
How important is it to you, then, that all of the freezers are replaced by just one?
Actually, I find it very important. Otherwise, I would not have brought it up. But I do not see a way to implement this.
At the moment, you don't have an idea about how your desire can be implemented.
Exactly.
Can I perhaps make a suggestion?
Yes, sure.
One possibility is that you simply open the topic for discussion on Tuesday. Perhaps Your colleagues also have a solution to the problem or see things similarly.
That is at least a possibility. I think with this suggestion I can perhaps get the ball rolling. I will in any case put this on our agenda.